The following is a lecture entitled Prabhupada Remembrances, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 2, 2015, in Santiago, Chile.
So I have traveled here from Australia, where I was worshipping some deities who were personally installed by Srila Prabhupada. Radha Gopina. It's so nice, actually, to... And then before that, I was in Melbourne, where Prabhupada personally stayed. His quarters are still very nicely maintained there. So, the point is this. Connecting with Prabhupada is very, very sweet. Srila Prabhupada may appear just to be a deity here. Do you think Prabhupada is really sitting there, or do you think it's just a deity? Is Prabhupada really sitting there? Yes or no? See or no? Yes, Prabhupada's there. I have proof. When I was in Atlanta back a few years back, I was in Atlanta at a big festival called the Panihati Festival. And they have a deity just like this of Prabhupada. So, during the noon Arti Kirtan, it was a big festival, many devotees would come, there was a lot of bhakti. So, in the middle of that kirtan, the Prabhupada deity sitting there in the Vyasasan, he began to cry in ecstasy. You could see a tear came out of his eye down his face. So, we stopped everything and we did Guru Puja for Prabhupada right then. You see. So do not think that Prabhupada is dead and gone. If you have love for Prabhupada, and love means to obey the orders of Prabhupada, if you will follow Prabhupada, then Prabhupada will become present for you. He will bless you with His divine Sangha. He will guide you back to home, back to Godhead. So Prabhupada can directly instruct you through dreams or in his books. And he also very powerfully manifests through his disciples. His disciples are his messengers. So when you get a chance to hear from a Prabhupada disciple who is strictly following Srila Prabhupada, it's very, very special mercy. Because Prabhupada's Shakti acts through his sincere followers. So I wanted to share with you something about my own experience with Srila Prabhupada. How much he has impacted my life. And also how foolish I was when I didn't want Prabhupada's mercy. I'll first tell you that part of it. Back in the late 60s, I was a singer-songwriter. And I was very puffed up with Mayavadi philosophy. In fact, I was so puffed up, I thought, I am Krishna. I was very puffed up. So I met one devotee, a Hare Krishna devotee. His name was, he's now Bhakti Madhurya Govinda Maharaj. He was, what was his name?
Huh?
Makhanlal.
Makanlal Prabhu, yes. Makanlal Das Brahmachari, who is now Bhaktivinoda Yogavinda. So I met Makanlal Das Brahmachari in Berkeley, California, on Telegraph Avenue. And Makanlal Das said, "My spiritual master is coming to Berkeley tonight. He's doing a program here. I'm inviting you to come." Now, he showed me a picture of his spiritual master. Now, I already believed in chanting Hare Krishna. I liked the mantra. A few months before that, a friend of mine had taught me to chant Hare Krishna, and I really liked the mantra. So I was attracted to the devotees because they chanted Hare Krishna and I chanted Hare Krishna. But the idea of accepting a guru, muy mala. Because the guru, he will smash my little I am Krishna bubble, you see. So I would not go to hear Prabhupada. I wouldn't go, no. I lived 4 blocks away from where Prabhupada came. 4 blocks. I could have walked there in 5 minutes. But I didn't go. I was so stupid and so stubborn, I didn't go. You see. That was the year 1969. And then the next year, in 1970, I was visiting Berkeley, California once again. At this time, the devotees had gotten a little preaching center. And I went to take prasadam and chant with them. But I was still a Mayavadi. So they invited me. They said, "Oh, Prabhupada is coming to Los Angeles. We're going to have a wonderful festival. We have a van. We're all going down to see Prabhupada in the van. Just come with us. Get in the van and come with us." But did this fool and rascal go? No. This idiot didn't go. Because I still thought that I was Krishna. You see? Pathetic character. But by Krishna's grace, my music career was not going so well. I had many fans, but one day, someone who heard one of my concerts, they walked up to me on the street, and they said, "I hate your music." So I was shocked. People don't love my music. So I was thinking, well, maybe I'm not. I was thinking I was going to make a spiritual revolution through my music, but wow, they hate my music. So I became introspective. I'd been raised as a Christian. So I started reading the Bible very seriously. To see what made Jesus a self-realized soul. What was the secret of Jesus, of Jesus, that made him the great self-realized soul that he was? So every morning I would get up very early and I would study the Bible. Trying to figure out what made Jesus the self-realized soul that he was. And one day I discovered it. Jesus says, "Father, not my will, but thy will be done."
Padre, que la voluntad tuya y no la mía se haga.
That's exactly what Krishna says in the Gita.
Eso es exactamente lo que dice Krishna en el Gita.
Don't do what you want, do what I want.
No hagas lo que tú quieres, sino haz lo que yo quiero.
Sarvadhamman paritjajamamekam sarvadangvaja. So Jesus was teaching the same principle.
Entonces Jesucristo está enseñando el mismo principio.
From the perspective of a devotee.
Desde la perspectiva de un devoto.
Not what I want, but my dear Father, whatever you want me to do.
No lo que yo quiera, querido Padre, sino lo que tú quieres.
So, I was ready. I wanted to hear the voice from the sky telling me what I was supposed to do.
Así que estaba una especie de esperando una voz que venga del cielo para que me diga qué hacer.
But there was no voice from the sky telling me what to do.
Pero no había una voz desde el cielo diciéndome qué hacer.
So what am I to do?
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que debo hacer?
One day I was doing a little concert at a health food store.
Una vez estaba atendiendo un pequeño concierto.
Singing my guitar, playing the guitar and singing my songs, you know.
Y toqué música.
And, but nobody was listening except for some little girl.
Pero nadie,
a little kid, you know. Little niña. The one little niña was hearing my music and that was it.
Una niña joven estaba escuchando mi música.
And she was a very perceptive little niña. She could see this singer is really depressed because I'm the only one who's listening to him. And she said the most amazing thing. She came up to me and she said, "Don't worry, God can hear you."
Se acercó a mí y me dijo, "No te preocupes, Dios te está ayudando, te está escuchando."
And I went, wow, that was really amazing.
Yo me sorprendí, dije, wow, tremendo eso, man.
So here I was trying to figure out, I was waiting for God to tell me what to do, and I wasn't hearing him speak to me. But now, through this little girl, I've been told that, well, you can't hear what God's saying to you, but he can hear you speaking to him.
Pero cuando viene esta niña y me dice que no importa que no te escuchen los demás, pero que Krishna o Dios te está escuchando.
So that was it. Every day I was praying, "Dear God, please guide me how I can become your perfect servant." That was my prayer.
Así que de ahí en adelante empecé a orar, "Por favor, Señor, hazme que yo me vuelva un perfecto amante."
Dear God, how, please guide me how I can be your perfect servant.
Por favor, Señor, ayúdame cómo me puedo volver un sirviente perfecto.
So, would you like to know how I got the guidance, how to become the perfect servant?
Sí, que le gustaría escuchar de cómo fue que yo obtuve la guía para volverme un perfecto sirviente.
Would you all like to know how I got the guidance?
Yes.
Yes?
¿Cómo obtuve la guía?
Okay, here's how it happened.
Así como pasó.
So, I was staying with a friend of mine named Mike Bridges.
Así que yo estaba al frente de mis amigos.
And he had a friend named Margaret who lived about a half a block down the street. So one Sunday morning, Margaret came knocking on Mike's door with a little announcement. She said, "There's a Hare Krishna Swami in town. He's going to be at my apartment in 1 hour.
Hay un Swami Hare Krishna en el pueblo y va a estar en mi apartamento en una hora más."
Aha. So I went there.
Así que fui allí.
And who was there?
¿Quién estaba ahí?
His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami.
Su Santidad Vishnu Janaswami.
Perhaps you have heard of this famous sannyasi, Vishnu Janaswami. You've heard of him? Yes. There was His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami in all his splendor. The great empowered sannyasi of Prabhupada's movement. And he invited me to come to a love feast down in the park. So in this way I began my relationship as becoming attracted to ISKCON. But I was thinking, well, I'll just be a singer-songwriter, and you know, like George Harrison, and I'm not going to shave my head or put on a robe. I'll just be a, you know, a singer, Hare Krishna singer.
You see?
So the anyway, the devotees invited me I could come and stay with them. So I went to live in the temple just to see how I could write better songs about Krishna. I told Vishnujan Swami, you know, I've just come here as a learning experience. It's not that I want to become a disciple, you know, I told him. I've just come here to learn something more about Krishna consciousness. And he said, oh, that's very nice. Muy bueno. So there I was, living in the temple. I had my guitar. But I realized all of my songs are Maya. They're all about, you know, girls and this and this and that. They're all nonsense songs. I had written 300 songs. So I took all my 300 songs, I threw them in the garbage can behind the temple. That now I'll only write songs about Krishna. About Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So in this way, I've been living in the temple, and just to see what I could learn, how to write better songs, not that I was going to become a disciple or anything like that, you know. So I was going to do it. I was doing everything the devotees did. So when they go into the temple room, they say this long, long prayer. In Sanskrit. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Pashtacha Desha Tarane. That's a lot to learn for somebody from Texas. But you're supposed to say it when you enter the temple room. So I'm how going to learn that? Well, I had a bright idea. I took a ballpoint pen. Ballpoint pen. And I took my left hand, you see, and wrote Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya. I put the whole pranam, the two pranam mantras on my left hand. But there's a little space here at the left at the end, so you're down here, a little blank space. So when Vishnujan Swami saw that, he said, now you must add this to your hand. Write these words on your hand also. I must please my spiritual master and surrender unto him fully. Now, was I going to do that? No way. I'm just here to learn how to write better songs. But one day, we got a record album from a radio station. Apple Records had sent them a promotional copy. And they thought it was too spiritual. They didn't want to play it on the radio station. It was from Apple Records, and it was called the Radha Krishna Temple Album. I think you may know some of the cuts from that album. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. In this way, you see. But it's the second cut on the album. Samsaradava Nalalida Loka Tranaya Karyunya Guna Gunadvam Praptasya Kalyana Guna Navasya Vande Guru Shri Charanada Vindam. So my service was to vacuum the temple room rug every morning. There was no MP3s in those days. There was no CDs. There was no cassettes. It was just 33 and a third vinyl. That was it. 33 and a third vinyl. So we had a record player in the temple room. And we played that new album from Apple Records again and again and again. So while I'm vacuuming the temple room rug, I'm hearing the London Devotees with George Harrison on the bass guitar, or maybe it's the lead guitar, maybe probably the lead guitar. George Harrison was playing some guitar on it, and the Devotees were singing some songs of Prabhupada. Devotees were singing the song to Srila Prabhupada, Gurvastakam. And I was absolutely amazed. Because I could hear in their voices how much love they had for Prabhupada. It was the most sweetest and the purest love I could ever imagine. In this material, we may love our parents, we may love our dog, we may love our girlfriend, you see. But that love is tinged by selfishness. It's not pure love. So I was hearing the devotees, how they were singing with pure love for Srila Prabhupada. And it was so beautiful. It was so wonderful. It was so sublime. This thought captured my mind. And this is what I thought. Wouldn't it be beautiful if I gave my life to Srila Prabhupada? And when I thought that, the tears came streaming down my face. And that was it. Now I'm giving my life to Prabhupada, you see.
Ahora le doy mi vida a Prabhupada.
So that's how I became convinced to become Prabhupada's disciple.
Así fue como yo me convencí de volverme discípulo de Prabhupada.
I was envious.
Estaba envidioso.
These devotees are tasting more nectar than me.
Estos devotos están probando más néctar que yo.
Being a disciple means you're licking the honey on the inside of the jar.
Ser un discípulo es como lamer una botella de miel por fuera.
And not being a disciple means you're licking the outside of the jar.
Y no ser un discípulo significa que tú estás lamiendo la botella de miel por fuera.
Therefore, my request to each and every one of you tonight.
Por lo tanto, mi petición para cada uno de ustedes esta noche.
You should all become initiated disciples.
Deben todos volverse discípulos iniciados.
In the Prabhupada Sampradaya.
En la Sampradaya de Prabhupada.
Because that is how you can taste the honey.
Ya que es por esto que uno puede probar el néctar o la miel.
Otherwise, you're simply licking the outside of the bottle.
De otra forma, está simplemente lamiendo la botella de miel por fuera.
There's no honey on the outside of the bottle.
No hay miel por fuera de la botella.
The honey is on the inside of the bottle.
La miel está dentro de la botella.
So unscrew the lid.
Así que remueve la tapa.
And stick your tongue down in there.
Y tú pones tu lengua ahí abajo.
Get that honey. We have many gurus in ISKCON who are preaching on behalf of Prabhupada.
Están predicando del nombre de Prabhupada.
I'm one of those gurus also.
Yo soy uno de esos gurus también.
So you pick one of the gurus of ISKCON and you become the disciple of that guru. In this way, you can taste that honey.
De esta forma, tú puedes probar esa
honey. And I can tell you this.
Yo puedo decir esto.
Ever since that moment when I gave my heart to Prabhupada,
cada vez que pienso en cuanto a ese momento que le di mi corazón a
I have been tasting the honey.
Estoy probando la miel.
This is now 2015.
Ahora es 2015.
For 44 years I've been tasting honey.
Por 44 años yo estaba probando miel.
And I want you to also be able to taste this honey.
Yo quiero que ustedes también sean capaces de probar esa miel.
Therefore I'm encouraging each and every one of you.
De esta forma estoy animando a cada uno de ustedes.
To take this process very seriously. It's called the transcendental tripod.
Se denomina el trípode transcendental.
Shelter,
refugio,
diksha, and obedience.
Y obediencia.
Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Get initiated by the bona fide spiritual master and obey the spiritual master, and then you'll be tasting the sweetest honey at every minute. And I didn't even have any, I hadn't even met Prabhupada yet. Prabhupada entered my heart and became my eternal spiritual master even before I even saw him. That is the potency. That is the potency of this great spiritual master. He acted through the agency of his disciples and he entered into my heart. So now I'm waiting for the day when I will get initiated. I'm waiting for the day when I can see Prabhupada for the first time. You see. So, there was a wonderful thing happening. Prabhupada was coming to San Francisco for the Ratha Yatra. And we were all going to go. The whole temple. We were only a small number of devotees, but we were all going to go to the to see Prabhupada in the San Francisco Ratha Yatra. So Vishnu Jan Swami, he took off with two of the brahmacharis. And the rest of us were going to come later. So after they left, we had some trouble with the landlord. The landlord who wanted to evict us from our temple. So the GBC said, well, there's trouble with the landlord, so you all have to stay back. You can't go. Oh my God. I can't go to see Prabhupada. But Vishnu Jan Swami said I could go. Now the GBC says I can't go. What am I going to do? Oh, you know what? I know how to hitchhike. I don't need a car. So I could, even though it's 2,000 miles, it's a long way from Texas to California. I knew I could get there just by sticking my thumb out in the highway. You see. So I told the devotees, I'm just going to go because Vishnu Jan Swami said we can go. And I don't know what is this GBC, but I was told I can go. They said, no, no, you're supposed to follow the GBC. You can't go. And I was going, oh. I was saying, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I have to go. How can I? I was so disturbed. What am I going to do? I want to see Prabhupada. But the GBC says I can't go to see Prabhupada. But Vishnu Jan Swami heard about it. The GBC had told us to stay back because we had to deal with the problem of the landlord. So Vishnu Jan Swami told the GBC, they're just young boys, they don't know how to deal with the landlord. So let them come to the Ratha Yatra. The GBC obeyed Vishnu Janaswami. And we went. We got to go. So now there I am in San Francisco. After all this great endeavor, this torture of my heart, I'm finally there in the airport, and Prabhupada's coming in a few minutes. There's about 300 devotees there at the airport, singing and dancing in ecstasy. And you know the jet bridge, you come off the jet, the little tube, you know the jet bridge on the airport, that you come off the tube into the terminal. So after they came out of that tube, then there's another tube of devotees. It's like a tunnel of devotees. 300 devotees, 150 on each side with this kirtan. So, So all the people are coming off. They're amazed. They're looking at this. What's going on here? I'm seeing all these people singing and dancing. And we were waiting. Where is Prabhupada? Where is Prabhupada? Where is Prabhupada? Every person would come. Is this Prabhupada? Oh, no, that's not Prabhupada. Is this him now? We're waiting. When is Prabhupada going to come? But finally, at the end, there comes Prabhupada, the spiritual master of the universe, standing in right in front of you. Physically, he was very short. But spiritually, he's Jagat Guru, the biggest person in the whole universe. So we hit the floor with our dandavats. And now we're accompanying Prabhupada through the airport terminal out to the driveway where the cars. There's supposed to be a car waiting.
Seguimos con Prabhupada desde el aeropuerto al auto que lo esperaba.
So the devotees, they had this idea, well, it's very auspicious if you walk in a path of yogurt. So they put yogurt all over the airport floor. Prabhupada walked in a pathway of yogurt through the terminal. So then we got out to where the cars are to pick them up, right? And guess what? There was no car. Prabhupada stood there very patiently. He didn't get angry. He didn't scold anybody. Why is there no car? He just patiently stood there. There's photographs of this. Prabhupada is standing like an aristocratic gentleman. Simply waiting for his ride. Surrounded by 300 devotees, all staring at him. And we devotees from Texas, I think we were the most stupid devotees in the whole movement. You know why? Because we had a car.
Because?
We had a car. And we could have offered Prabhupada a ride. In our car. We were so stupid, we didn't think of it. We thought, let's get to the Ratha Yatra site before Prabhupada does so we can greet him again at the Ratha Yatra site. That was our stupid idea. We were so stupid. We could have been sitting there right in the car, riding with Prabhupada, having wonderful association directly sitting by his divine grace in the car. So stupid we were. But then finally it happened. Prabhupada showed up. We were there and Prabhupada arrived at the Ratha Yatra site. And we had three carts, you know, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. And they had his Vyasa-san on Subhadra Devi's cart. So Prabhupada got up in Subhadra Devi's car. And he gave the most wonderful lecture. You can hear this lecture. It's part of the MP3 collection. Just go to the Ratha Yatra 1971 San Francisco. You can hear the lecture yourself. Now, I had seen Prabhupada, but I had not heard any word directly from his mouth yet. So, do you know what the first word I had from Prabhupada's mouth was? Jagannath. Very first word I heard from his mouth. Because he said, Jagannatha Shami, Nayana Patagami, Bhavatume. In this way, he invoked the mercy of Lord Jagannath. And he gave the most wonderful lecture. He said, you have all seen God. Because Krishna says, I am the light of the sun and the moon. He said, every day you are drinking water. Krishna says, I am the taste of the water.
Krishna dice, yo soy el sabor del agua.
Rapsoham apsukonteya. I am the taste of the water.
Yo soy el sabor del agua.
So every day you are drinking water.
Así que todos los días te estoy tomando agua.
Once.
Una vez.
Twice.
Dos veces.
Thrice.
Tres veces.
More than that, every day you're drinking the water. So he said, if every time you drink water, you remember Krishna is the taste of the agua, then immediately you become Krishna conscious. He said to become Krishna conscious is not, no es difícil, not difficult.
Por eso, volverse consciente de Krishna no es difícil.
Simply it requires practice.
Simplemente requiere práctica.
So in this way, he gave a wonderful lecture, and then the parade began, the Ratha Yatra parade.
Y de esa forma, el carro comenzó.
Now I had seen my Guru Maharaj.
Ahora yo he visto a mi maestro espiritual.
I had already given my heart to him.
Yo ya he dado mi corazón a él.
Now I have seen him.
Lo he visto.
Now I have heard him.
Ahora lo he escuchado.
And now I'm in complete ecstasy.
Y ahora estoy en completo éxtasis.
So,
así pues,
we're going to have a little brief ceremony-like thing here. Can you ask Vrinda Devi to come in now with her baby?
Vamos a hacer una pequeña ceremonia de entrega de un nombre.
Sometimes in ISKCON, the parents will bring their children to one of the ISKCON gurus, and they will ask to get a child name for their, a spiritual name for their child. This is not diksha. It's a child name. And when the girl gets older, when she gets initiated, she'll get a new name. But you can bring your baby, and you can now come and offer your obeisances. You and your baby can offer obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and to your spiritual master. Now also to your Guru Maharaj, yes. Say the pranam mantras. Now bring the little baby here. So, now we're going to give this child a very nice name. She's going to be known as Kamalini. This means lotus.
Significa loto.
Hare Krishna. One becomes a devotee of Krishna, they become like a lotus, you see. A Vaishnava means he's like a lotus flower. The lotus flower has a very amazing quality. Even though it's floating in the water, it never becomes saturated by the water. So a devotee is like a lotus. Even though a devotee is in this material world, he is not contaminated by the material world. He remains always fixed in Krishna consciousness. Kamalini. Okay. Okay, so now we have phase two of our program. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay. Hare Krishna.